This is a KSRM special report.
Good afternoon, Kenai Peninsula. It's Bryce Stanton inside the KSRM studios coming at you live with a special report. I've got some fantastic guests in the studio for you today and some good news and bad news. Good news for them, bad news for everybody else out there hunting for the KSRM Easter egg. The 53rd annual KSRM Easter egg has been found. It is here in the studios now, and these lucky folk are proud new owners of $2,000 and a little extra because you guys brought it in the proper time frame. Pretty fantastic stuff. So let's just go around the table here real quick and introduce yourselves because I did not get anybody's names up front.
My name is Destiny Ashkenazi.
And I'm Carly Reimer, and I have my kids, Gus Reimer and Lois Reimer.
Hi, kiddos. Say hi to the folk out there in the listening radio land.
Hi.
Excellent. All right, so you guys found the 53rd annual KSRM Easter egg hunt. You got that egg in your possession, and you have quite the story to go along with it. So just walk me through your egg process. First, right out of the gate, how long have you guys been hunting for the KSRM Easter egg?
Right about 10 years.
10 years? I'm very familiar with that. All right. So is this the first time that you have found the egg?
Yep, for both of us. I think it's the first time.
Mm-hmm. All right. You guys usually pair up as a team, or is this your guys' first year?
It's our first year, and I know Destiny from a while ago, and I know every time I see her at a location, I'm probably getting close.
All right. Fantastic. So this year was is difficult for sure. It's kind of a new hide technique from the new man with the plan. And you guys just want to run me through the whole exciting week and a half thereabouts of the hunt. How did it go? What was the big clues? What were the clues that led you astray? All that good stuff.
So this year was definitely a little different. Soon everyone will find out, maybe see what's in the egg, and there wasn't a lot of clues about that, but I've been looking where it was found for the last 2 weeks. So
on that note, you've been looking in that area for 2 weeks. Where did you find it?
Right at the corner of the Kenai Docks.
Okay, and so it was just sitting out there, or did you have to dig? Was it buried? Like the whole contraption, because I know Matt, include me in after the fact as to all the things that he put into and around the egg. There's a big wooden block and a bunch of other stuff going along with that.
Yep. So we knew we had to go under because some of the clues pointed us that way. And right underneath the first step of that dock, big old wooden block, and we banged at it. We dug. We found a fake egg on top of it, taped up in black tape, and perseverance definitely gave us the strong win. Looked at that little brown piece of wood for the last 3 days, spent about 6 or 7 hours total, and here we are.
Did you guys go to all the sponsor locations and lock down those clues?
We did.
Listening on the airwaves?
Yeah, we have been. And it was Destiny that convinced me to pry that sucker out of there, because we had been under both walkways in that area, and couldn't find it, and Destiny said, look at that little block. It's different from the other side. So got out the crowbar and pried that sucker out.
Yep.
Was there a particular clue that led you into that area, or a clue that maybe misdirected you guys?
No, not really.
You had it on lock?
Yeah.
We kind of did. We checked a couple of the boat launches. Destiny said she went there too, because we figured it had to do with dip netting. But then as the clues went on, it kind of led us to a boardwalk, staying out of the mud, first step, and that's where it was.
Yep.
All right. Fantastic stuff. Well, congratulations on finding the 53rd annual KSRM Easter egg. Always an exciting time of the year. You guys got any big plans for that $2,000?
Well, my big plan is I'm going to buy an Oculus Quest VR headset.
Oh, the VR. I just recently acquired a PlayStation VR myself, and you'll have a lot of fun with that, my man.
Yeah, I've played on VR headsets before, and I have enough experience to know they're really fun.
Oh, they are, for sure. The Oculus being a pretty good one, too. Nice job, guys and gals. So, did you leave anything behind? We got a few reports that there, like, we knew that someone had found the block, and we got reports that someone had placed another egg within that. Did you guys leave an egg behind?
We did not. That's okay. Cruel.
Yeah, it seemed a bit interesting, so I just figured I'd ask and see if that was something that happened or not. So, again, congratulations on finding the 53rd annual KSRM Easter egg. I've got our general manager here who wants to say a word or two.
Well, I just wanted to jump in and ask. So you mentioned, so when you guys found the egg, you kind of touched on it a little bit, but talk about that there was someone that had taped an egg on top of the block. And you actually found that, right, Destiny?
I did. Yeah, I took a picture and everything. I had dug down there with the only thing I had in my car, and the next day there was, on the side of it, kind of towards the front, there was a little green egg, which was one of the clues, green, taped with two black pieces of tape, and I ran my car so fast, but wasn't it.
And was there something in it that told you that it wasn't?
Nope, there was nothing.
Nothing
it was just blank, but there was clear tape wrapped around it.
Well, I'll tell you, because folks have been calling the station, we don't hide fake eggs. We hide the egg, but there are folks that hide fake eggs around town. And as we saw, I saw a couple folks sending a message to the station of even people going as far enough to say that they had found slips of paper inside eggs that had said that this was the egg. And then, oh, no, it's not. But ours is very identifiable of which one is the KSRM Easter egg.
And there's only like one person? No, two. There's two people who knew what was in it, what the verbiage on that that piece of paper said, and where it was actually located. So, yeah, that last one yesterday, I think it was, the April Fool's one, that was quite the doozy. Well, congratulations again. I hope your young man enjoys that Oculus VR.
I'm sure he will.
You guys have some fantastic and fun times doing the Easter egg hunt. 10 years going at it and locked it down in 2021. Good start. Good start.
Thank you.
Way better than 2020, right?
Yes.
All right. Well, thanks again for participating. And until next year, when the 54th annual KSRM Easter egg hunt is on, we'll chit-chat with you then. And congratulations again. Good luck next year as well to all the Kenai Peninsula. You are listening to the one KSRM Radio 92. Again, the 53rd annual KSRM Easter egg hunt has been finished. The egg has been found. And a big old thank you to all of our sponsors, without which the KSRM Easter egg does not happen. Those thank yous going out to Sweeney's Clothing in Soldotna, Big John Chevron in Sterling, Kay Beach, and Kenai, Quick Trips License and Tags in the Peninsula Center Mall, Dan's Automotive in Soldotna, Jumpin' Junction on Kay Beach Road, The Hair Force in Soldotna, Vaughn's Shell Mini Mart on Kay Beach, and Kenai Peninsula Harley-Davidson in Soldotna. Again, thanks to all of our sponsors, all the participants in the 53rd annual KSRM Easter Egg Hunt. I hope you have had a great time doing that hunt and look forward to it again next year. This is the one KSRM. We now return to the Ramsey Show.